Ninja Turtle.
Raphael.
Leonardo.
I don't know.
It's all right. I'm not a gatekeeper. You don't have to like the turtles just because they're great. Anyway, we're not talking about Ninja Turtles today. We're talking about something far more disgusting.
Rory Gilmore.
We're talking about a piece of shit named Rory Gilmore. Actually, I think Rory's less of a piece of shit in this season than typical. She eats a lot of shit in this season.
Yeah.
A lot of people fart right in her dinner, but she doesn't make any terrible, hurtful decisions. She's just a fucking punching bag.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, obviously, we're talking about Handmaid's Tale season 12.
She is good in The Handmaid's Tale.
We are talking about... No. All right. This is PCMC. I'm Mike Bongiorno. I'm joined today by Jennifer Grace Luttrell.
Hi.
And we are talking about Gilmore Girls Season 6.
Yes.
I told y'all we'd be back.
Heck yeah.
And here we are. We're back with Season 6. I know it's been a little bit.
It has.
But we're going to finish this journey we started.
Heck yeah.
Last time we talked was Season 5.
Mm-hmm.
That comes right before 6. And we're finally ready to talk about Season 6. After this, there's one more season.
This is the last season with Amy Sherman-Palladino.
Yeah.
Well, with the Palladinos.
She really left on a fucking high note, huh?
Is that what you think?
No. I'm being sarcastic. This season's trash. Awful.
Leaving at season 3 would have been leaving at a high note. No, 4.
Yeah.
4.
Yeah. This season's pretty shitty. All right. So we like to watch the season, and we watch it at our own leisure.
Yes.
And after we watch the final episode of the season, we record. But, you know, life got in the way. We had Halloween episodes to do. We had Christmas episodes to do. We were a little bit Gilmore Girled out just in our personal lives. Yeah. So we actually watched the whole season except the last episode.
We did.
Well,
we
were very together. Close. You've seen them all a million times.
Well, I kept on season 6, so... As not to...
When you say kept on, what do you mean by that?
I mean, I always watch... Well, watch is a loose term, but I say this every time. It's on in the background while I get dressed.
Sure.
In the morning, because yep. I like to have something on.
Sure, sure.
But I want to have something familiar, so I don't end up sitting and watching it.
Right, right.
But usually I just let it go. I put it on Netflix, and when I get to the end of the series, I go back to the beginning. But I have not left season 6, so when season 6...
Yeah.
When I get to the last episode, I make sure I go, and I go back to the first episode of season 6.
So it's been months since we recorded. So you've been just watching season 6 over and over again?
It has been rough, and I have not taken a single note, and I am hoping that just watching it over and over again every single morning when I get ready is enough. I think it is.
Well, I forgot a lot about what happened, so I went, and I went to...
The Vibe with Kai.
The Vibe with Kai.
I have been not bugging you.
Yeah.
But I've definitely suggested it
for
a while.
And I didn't want to only because we were recording.
No, for sure. I totally understand that.
I don't want to like...
Get his jokes.
Yeah, I don't want to...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I totally forgot. It's been so long. I was like, shit, what happened in season... Like, I knew, but I also couldn't remember where 5 ended and 6 began.
Right.
You know, which is what happens when you binge things.
No, yeah. No, of course. Also, I mean, I think this has happened. This has happened a few times. This for sure leaves off the second that season 5 ends.
Yeah.
The next second, we are in season 6. So I get it. No,
right.
I get
season
it.
5 ended with, will you marry me?
Right. And this season starts with yes.
Yeah.
It's literally the second leaner.
Right. Lorelai asks Luke, will you marry me? And he says yes.
But the vibe with Kai, if you guys have TikTok or Instagram, which I assume you have one or the other if you're listening to a podcast, his recaps are fantastic.
Yeah, he's got good recaps. He's got good stuff. And it helped. He does every episode. So it helped me remember all the salient points of this season.
Yeah.
And so I've got some notes on all the stuff that happens.
Yeah.
So you might recall, Jen, that season five ends with Rory and Logan like stealing a boat and doing a prank. And she gets in trouble. She gets arrested.
Yeah. She's upset.
The cops see Logan and like, oh, you're a white guy? Get out of here. And so nothing bad happens to him.
He is the whitest white guy.
Not that she's not the whitest white girl, but apparently he's richer than her. And
right, but also he's blonde.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he is truly.
He's Aryan.
Everything about him is white.
I know, he's terrifying. Yeah. So he gets away with it.
Yes.
But Rory gets in trouble. As a matter of fact, in the beginning of the season, we meet my favorite character in all of all Gilmore Girls. Uh-huh. It's the judge. At Rory's trial.
Yeah, she's good.
She's the only one. She's like the voice of the audience. I mean, at least for me. She's the voice of me in the audience. Because, you know, Richard and Emily get Rory a great lawyer. And they're like, he's going to help you. You would not believe in the
justice
system if you knew how many guilty people this man has gotten to walk free. And Rory's like, oh my God.
Yep.
At the trial, though, the judge is like, I don't care who you are. I don't care how much money you have. And I don't care who your family is.
Yeah.
I hate it when rich, spoiled brats think that they can use the world like a plaything. And I'm giving you all of this community service. And they wanted to expunge her record. She's like, in 5 years, if you want, you can ask the court to expunge your record. But also, I'm not expunging it.
Right. Also, all this community service is 300 hours in like 6 months, I think.
Yeah.
It's like, this is where we find out that Rory doesn't know what a full-time job is.
Right.
She has no idea.
Yeah.
Because her grandparents offered to get her and find her work. And she's like, I can't do work. I got 300 hours in 6 months. I didn't learn how to math. I only learned how to write.
Yeah. Somehow I go to Yale.
What is work?
Right.
Yeah.
She quits Yale for reasons unknown. It's really not clear why.
You're right. Her reasoning is that she's upset because of what happened with the internship
Logan's dad who blew her off.
Right, where he was like, you're not great.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You're not that great. Everyone thinks you're that great, but you're not.
Yeah.
And, you know, her feelings get hurt, which is understandable. And then she's like, I need a break and I don't want to do writing anymore, which is, where's your willpower, girl?
I know.
And I don't want to, which I can kind of understand. I don't want to go to this really expensive school when I don't know what I want to do next.
Yeah, I get it.
That part I get. The part that leads up to that I don't get. Like, has no one ever criticized her? No one's corrected her. Like,
no.
She's never seen a red mark on anything she's ever done.
In Stars Hollow,
there's no way.
She walks down the street and people are like, oh my God, it's Rory. You're the greatest.
Right. In Stars Hollow, but at her first year at Yale, they told her she should drop a class because she wasn't doing well. Right. Like, I don't understand why this one human at this one paper where everyone else likes her.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I kind of understand.
I understand, and I'll tell you exactly why.
I guess I kind of understand.
Here's the reason.
No, go ahead.
Because the fatal flaw of this program that has been true for most of the series is that the writers put plot in front of character, and they break the story for the season, and they see what they want to happen. Right. And it doesn't matter if it makes logical sense. It doesn't matter if it's within the character they've already established. It doesn't matter if it even tracks in any way.
Right.
They want something to happen, right? They wanted to end last season with, or they wanted to begin season six with Rory leaves Yale. Rory is upset about what happened with her internship.
And she's estranged
from Lorelai.
Which I think was really the goal. Which I understand. I understand that kind of upset, because it would be interesting to see where that goes.
Right.
Like, you've established them as together. But what happens when they're not? No, I know. Truly, no, I'm with it. You. I'm yeah. with you. I'm for it.
Right. And she's never... Rory, when she gets peeved with Logan,
yeah,
she'll be like, you're so privileged. Like, when Logan's being a dick to grown-up right. Jess. But when...
Right. I can't wait to talk about that.
But other than that, she's really like, she don't care that she has to pay for this and he doesn't.
Well, he throws that back in her face last season where, is it last season? I don't think it's this season.
What?
Where they get into a fight and she's just like, you have everything handed to you. Oh, no, wait, maybe it is this season. Yeah. Maybe it's after Jess. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's just like, you're not exactly paying rent. Like,
right.
You know?
He is more privileged than her, but she's not like a working class right. person.
She thinks that she's her mom.
Right.
But she's got right. the money of her but grandma.
Even her mom.
No, I know. She right. No one has a safety net like Lorelai Gilmore does. Even though she doesn't want to use it, it is still there.
Right.
But Rory does use it. It was my point.
Yeah, right. Well, right. When she is estranged from Lorelai and when she leaves Yale, so she has no place to live.
Right.
She goes and stays in the
pool house of her grandparents. Pool house,
right, where Richard was when they broke up for that
yeah.
short period.
That pool house.
Bigger than any house I'll ever have.
Oh, my gosh. It is. The way they designed it, I loved it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was beautiful.
It is beautiful. So, yeah, she's living in a pool house with a maid.
It's like a decent-sized apartment separate from the main house, which yeah. I guess is what a pool house is, separate from the main house.
Right, right, right.
But, like, completely separate. I always thought, like, it would be attached in some way.
No.
I don't know. Money. I don't know what happens.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But it was, like, really nice.
Yeah.
So,
Rory joins the Daughters of the American Revolution.
Right. Just
for why. You know what I think? I think that this show would be better. I mean, it wasn't the model at the time.
Right.
But if this show were like a contemporary show on like Netflix or HBO or Hulu.
Right.
And it was like 10 to 12 episodes.
Right.
I think it would all go smoother.
Oh, yeah.
Even though that was not the model at the time that this was made, it feels like they're always trying to like stretch 8 pounds of story in a 12-pound bag. You know, it's
right.
So she joins the Daughters of the American Revolution.
I think that's interesting.
It is. Because the old English lady from Dear John is there. And she's like, ooh, honey.
No.
And she makes dirty jokes about like Thomas Jefferson or something. Like, what does she do? She does party planning and.
Right, right.
She's got a cute little bob when she does that, like, 40s party.
That's a really cute party.
Yeah, yeah.
The,
It's like a 40s style.
Yeah, yeah, like military.
Yeah, and that's, yeah, and she's like, but it's also weird because it's like, she's doing good at it.
Yeah.
But because it's not Yale, like, I feel like where the audience is supposed to be like, why is she trying so hard at something that's not important?
Right.
I feel like we're supposed to feel like she's totally lost.
Right. But it's yeah, they want to have it both ways. They want to like show Rory is lost, but they also want to show like Rory can do anything.
Right. Like she's good at her community right. service even. Like, right?
Right.
When she's picking up trash on the side of the road. Like she's good at that.
Yeah, she's good with the other people that are also picking
Rory
up trash.
Rory can't not be a wunderkind
right.
who's wonderful at everything.
Right.
Her rock bottom is joining a pretty well-known, like, American social club.
Right, right, right. And making money.
Like, yeah, like, it's not like, it's like, oh, Rory's rock bottom when she's smoking crack.
Right.
It's like, oh, I joined the DAR. Like, okay, that's...
Yeah.
I guess that's a step down from Yale.
I would have liked to see...
Which your grandparents were paying for.
Right. I would have liked to see what happened if she did stay with Lorelai. Because Lorelai's whole thing was, you're not just going to stay around and bum around Stars Hollow and do nothing.
Right.
It wasn't, you have to get out.
She tried to be a mom for once.
Right.
And Lorelai's like, no one can mom me.
Right. It was, Lorelai never said you had to leave. Lorelai never said you have to, like, stay somewhere else and figure it out. Her whole thing was just, you're going to get a job or you're going to go to a different college that's less expensive or you're going to do something to figure out what you want.
You can never do that.
What, go to a different college?
Go to a lesser college.
Oh, right.
Go to a community college.
Well, they didn't even suggest a community Ooh. College. They suggested, like, Brown.
Rory would
Let's
vomit.
Relax.
She'd be like, God damn, these fucking rich white assholes.
But I don't know. I would have been curious to see.
Another funny thing that just happens this season is her dad, Christopher, he gets rich now, too. The show didn't have enough rich, privileged white assholes that they took one of the privileged white assholes and was like, you know what? You're rich, too, now. And now you're like, now he wants to pay for your college.
I know. And that causes a thing.
Right.
But he only pays for her college. We're jumping ahead.
I don't care. Yeah.
All right. Because
we're going all over the place.
He pays for her college once she's obviously back at Yale and she's not speaking with her grandparents anymore. Right. Which I don't know why it has. I don't know. I don't.
Everybody's going to not speak to people.
I don't understand it.
Well, the grandparents do something. They have good intentions, but they do something wrong, which is they know that Rory is flailing. So instead of just telling her, they go to Lorelai and like, hey, you're already the bad guy. Why don't you fucking do the dirty work that we all want you to do?
Right.
And then it ends up blowing up in Lorelai's face.
Right. I mean, and then at the end, it's okay.
Right, because they make up again. It's another one of these, like, Rory and Lorelai are estranged for a hot minute.
Right.
And then they're like, I can't live without our quipping.
Yep. Yeah.
So Luke and Lorelai are engaged. They're planning a wedding.
Until they're not.
Right. They keep postponing it, right?
June 3rd. June 3rd comes up. Oh, no, wait. Does it come up twice this season? No, I guess not. I feel like June 3rd has come up before, but that was going to be their would-be wedding date.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I can't think of June 3rd without thinking of the show.
Sure,
they say it so much.
Yeah.
But Luke finds out he has a kid, April, who's adorable.
She's a cute, smart little Ghostbuster.
I know. Everyone used to hate on April, but we were not, as a culture, we were not where we are today. So the blaming of little children was perfectly okay.
As I can guess the reason, which is, you know, you waited six seasons for Luke and Lorelai to get together.
No, for sure.
And in the ultimate, like, soap opera curveball.
Right.
All of a sudden, the character has a child he didn't know about.
Right, right.
And the child, although is adorable and precocious and a Ghostbuster, she's a Ghostbuster.
She's the exact same character as Phoebe
from Ghostbusters Afterlife.
I said that. I said 100% if this was me, like, what, 10 years ago, it would have been her.
Yeah, it would have been her. But she's precocious and adorable and smart and stuff. But the audience projects anger onto her.
Right.
Because, it creates an impediment to the storyline that we wanted.
Right. No, I know. But
so people hate her, but it's like, it's not her, it's the writing.
Right. And even if you're not, you know, going to blame the writing, anything that you really hate that breaks them up is the mom. Is April's mom.
Yeah. Played by Cheryl Fenn, who also played Jess's stepmom.
Right. Who was already in here, but with a blonde wig. Right. She has dark hair.
Who, of course, is Audrey from Twin Peaks.
Oh, yeah, you said that.
She's good. She's good in this.
Yeah, she's great.
Does she make some stupid decisions that don't make sense? Of course, this is Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
She gets mad for no reason.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, there's one part I still can't figure out. When Lorelai...
With the party?
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes no sense. That's completely not the way any human being would ever react in any way.
Also, the whole thing is that Luke keeps Lorelai away from April.
Right. He's the one who fucks up.
Right. Right. It's also Luke. Right. Yeah. Really, really the problems between them is Luke. But the decisions, any reason you'd have to be mad at April would really be on her mom. But
it's more Luke.
No. Yeah. It's 100%.
Why would you not tell your fiance that you have this kid? Like, even if you're like, oh, this is weird, I have a kid. Like, you don't keep that from them.
Right.
That's crazy. And Lorelai doesn't find out until she meets April. And April tells her.
Right.
And, like, she's completely bamboozled by it.
Right. But even that she gets over, it's really just that, which I guess I can kind of understand, is that Luke doesn't want Lorelai around April because he feels really insecure that... You know, he's trying to get to know his daughter, and then Lorelai, who's just amazing with everyone, is going to come in, and then Lorelai's going to be the favorite, and Luke's not going to have a chance.
Just say, hey, I want to spend time with her by myself to get to know her. Well, but at the from the beginning, don't hide her for too much. It's crazy that he hides her.
I know,
and it goes on for episodes because everything goes on for episodes.
No, I know,
and it was just driving me crazy because it's like, why are you doing this, Luke?
I know.
Why are you? It's just like, why do the people make such stupid, irrational in the sense that no human would act this way, and it's just because you want to get to the next fight,
right?
You just want to have your plot the way you want it, and you don't care that you don't earn it, and so you act in the ridiculous ways,
right? I think season 7 is better because things get resolved faster, even though I feel like a lot of people don't like it. I like it.
It's weird that the main two producers and creators left. This was their last season, because it doesn't feel like a last season. It's not
it doesn't feel complete.
Like, sometimes you see shows where it's like you can tell something's supposed to be the last season and then they just keep going, and it's got new people. Like, this is a weird end for the you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, it's called, the last episode's called Partings, so like, I guess
of this season,
yeah,
but it ends with a cliffhanger,
right? I mean, yes.
It doesn't feel like this is a fun finale season. Right. It's not trying to wrap things up.
No, you're right.
So why would you leave your own show with so much up in the air?
I forget why. I think I knew why, and now I forget. I should have looked it up.
Was it the Ghost Star Bunheads or whatever the fuck?
I don't know. I tried that series. It wasn't for me. I know it's like, it's got a following, but it wasn't for me. But yeah, so they have the party. Luke, like, is doing all this stuff with April, which is actually super sweet. Like, he goes... on her science, no, math. They have like a math, mathletes. I don't know what.
Yeah,
I'm not smart.
Right.
I'm not smart enough for that stuff. So,
she's super smart.
Right.
She's much smarter than him.
Right. And he goes on this field trip, and like, she tells him that he likes a boy, and it's just like cute, and it's cute him trying to be a dad. And then he is like, okay, the field trip went great. Everyone loves me. Well, that's what the mom told him. Let me throw her a party because the mom couldn't afford it, and he's got the diner. So he has the party at the diner, but he doesn't know how to throw a party.
Right.
Forgets.
He has no events planned.
Right. He has no events planned. He thought the party was the event. So he calls Lorelai, and he's freaking out, and he's like, you have to come help me.
Right.
And she swoops in, and oh my God, the party that she threw, I would love.
Right.
She takes them all to like this makeup store, and they get makeovers.
Yeah.
And it's super cute. And then it turns into... Sorry. And then it turns into a sleepover. And rightfully, this is where I don't understand the problem. They all know it's going to be a sleepover. All the parents know it's going to be a sleepover. Right. So Lorelai is upstairs with the girls, and Luke stays downstairs in the diner because it feels weird to sleep upstairs with Lorelai and the girls there. Right. And then that's a whole big problem because... Anna, who is April's mom, is like, how could you leave all these girls with someone who I've never even met and can't, like, how am I going to tell the other girls' parents? And it's like, well, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like it's weird to have a whole sleepover party with a
grown man. Yeah, how much do they know him?
Right. Doesn't that feel weird?
No, it's very weird. Like, it makes sense on paper at a glance if you squint at it. Right. Like, yeah, okay, you don't... These kids are your daughter's friends, and and they're with someone that you don't know. Right. But you don't know Luke that well.
Right.
He's a man.
Right.
And,
I'd rather Lorelai have Lorelai.
Is not... It's his fiance. It's not even his girlfriend. It's his fiance. It's his grown-up, not drug addict, local business-owning... fiance who doesn't do anything crazy. She doesn't give him drinks
and raised a child,
right? She doesn't do anything nuts. She just fucking throws a little girly party. It's just so they can have a fight. It's not so normal. It's not an appropriate reaction for a person to have. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous,
and it sucks because Lorelai feels so good after that,
right?
Like, she's like, I'm so glad I gave him the time to like figure out what he needed to figure out, and like, April's awesome, and she's just like, she feels so good. And then she goes and she talks to Anna, and Anna's like, this is the other thing, she's like, engaged isn't married, how do I know you're gonna stick around? And
how about fuck you?
It's just like,
engaged isn't married. What the fuck is wrong with you?
What are you saying? I'm sorry that you live a sad, lonely life.
Like, what did you, like, then why did you let this party happen then?
The only thing.
Was he supposed to go to the bathroom with these kids?
Like, I know.
He's not in another fucking state. He's in the building. His right. girlfriend is just entertaining them.
Fiance.
His fiance is entertaining them.
No, I know. I don't know. I don't get it.
His fiance, who has a daughter who's in Yale, by the way.
Right.
How dare you?
Right. Well, no. She's not anymore.
It's not like it's like some dirt bag.
Right. I don't know. I just like. I don't get it. And then they have this whole thing.
What happened? You should be. Aren't you Luke's stepmother? What happened to Luke? Why don't you go? Not Luke. Aren't you Jess's stepmother? Why don't you leave that family?
And dye your hair. Yeah.
You dyed your hair from blonde to black, and now you're a new person.
She's like, oh my God, they found out I slept with Luke. I gotta go.
Yeah. They do that so many times in this show.
I know.
Alex Borstein plays multiple characters.
She will not get rid of the women.
No.
I don't think any of the men have been reused, but she will not get rid of the women.
Right, right, right.
Well, Alex Borstein, I understand. Like, she was supposed to have a major role.
Right.
She was supposed to have Melissa McCarthy's career.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
Not that they knew yet, but still.
Right, right, right.
That one I can understand.
One of the girls in Logan's sister's bridal party.
Yeah, they reused.
Was a reused girl from an earlier season. So, okay, what else is happening? You got Paul Anka.
He's around, and then the real Paul Anka shows up.
Well, Paul Anka, if you don't know, he's a dog.
Paul Anka is a dog, and then
Lorelai gets a dog.
Oh, she didn't have him yet? Oh, right, no. Because she got him during the.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we get Paul Anka. Because she's going through a thing. She's missing Rory. She needs someone to love. And,
Yeah.
Yeah, she gets a dog, and there's, like, a whole big thing about her killing a hamster and, like, a turtle and a rabbit. And she just, like, throws herself into this dog, like any good millennial.
Sure,
but
yeah.
She's not a millennial.
Yeah. This season begins, Hep Alien is on tour.
Right, Christian tour that his mom, that Lane's mom sets up.
Yes, yes.
And then they break
up. They break up for stupid reasons because Brian writes a song called Lane, which makes him jealous. But we don't really have any evidence that Brian likes Lane.
I don't think he does. I think
he just wrote a song named after her.
Yeah, because they were talking and all of Zach's songs were named like every other girl's name. And she was just like, can you please write one with my name?
Yeah.
Please? And you know, Brian just is the sweetest.
Yeah.
I think it should have been Brian. I should have played him, Brian. I know there's nothing there.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah. Zach's like a pretty boy and I don't know.
He looked better with the beard when he was on tour.
Yeah, but then when he, in a year in life, he has a beard and it ages him a lot.
Oh boy. They break up and then, then he asks her to get married, right?
Yeah, he, like, tries to make amends because when they break up, like, the whole band breaks up.
Right.
Which I don't know where because
they were, like, going to get somewhere. Right?
Yeah, they were auditioning for a label. Or not auditioning for. A label was coming to their concert set. I don't know. Music terms. And
their comedy concert?
Right, their comedy concert on Netflix.
Like Che Diaz's comedy concert?
What's his name? Zach is still mad at Brian and like he brings in a new guy. And
he just flips out on stage.
Yeah, he just flips out. Like they had a set that they were going to do. And then he's like, I'm throwing it out. I'm just going to call out songs. And it's just like a hot mess. And then he's yelling at Brian. And then Gil is like, stop yelling at Brian. And then they get into a fight.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing. And then I don't know. I mean, I guess because he's so jealous, that means that everyone has to break up, which I guess also means that everyone has to move out because then there's a part when they get back together that everyone else moves back in.
Right.
Like, what happened to this apartment? Aren't they all starving artists that they needed to share this apartment to be able to live on their own?
Yeah.
And now Zach can just afford, like, or did they just get rid of the apartment and then it never got re-rented and now they just happen to get it? Like, what happened?
Yeah, I know.
What happened? Also, where did Brian go? Did he go and stay with Gil?
Right. Because
he's still on tour with Gil.
Right.
Playing at a bar mitzvah, which is adorable. Oh, no, a bat mitzvah. Right?
Yes.
That's for girls.
Right.
Yeah. I just have questions. I care about Brian, and I just want to know that he was okay.
I understand, babe. Another new cast members to the show. Luke's hair plugs this season.
Oh, come on. My aunt pointed that out when we watched it the first time.
Yeah, he's had pretty thinning hair throughout the series, and then in this season, he's got pretty gnarly looking hair plugs.
It's because they're dating, and he's doing fancier things.
Oh, you think you think there's an in-world?
No, I think it's because... Well, no, I don't know if the hair plugs are in-world. I'm just saying because... For the rest of this series, he was just the diner guy.
With the hat.
Right. So he could wear the hat. But now, like, that they're going on date. Well, I mean, more that they were dating more last season. But, you know, like, he's going on the field trip. Like,
you think the producers were like, hey, get some hair plugs?
Right. I don't know.
Or he did it on his own.
It's just more, it's more out of diner, you know.
Yeah.
No hat. No hat business.
And then you could see the.
Yeah. And in bed, why would he wear a baseball bat in bed? A baseball hat in bed.
I mean, baseball bat in bed. You know, whatever. We're not here to kink shame. Whatever people are into, they're into.
Right.
Dean visits, and it's the best Dean you ever seen. He's mature now. He's a writer. He's cool. Not Dean. Jess.
How dare you?
I'm so sorry. It's been a while since I thought about this show.
Jess visits. This is
Dean's not in the season at all, right? I don't think he's here at all.
No. He's he was done. Whatever episode was his last episode, that's it.
Yeah. Jess comes back. Jess comes back and he's handsome and he's a writer and he's doing cool things in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And he gives his book to Rory and she's so excited about it.
He writes a book.
And
which also like gets her on the track to get back to Yale.
Right. He dedicates it to her, right? Or something like that? Or she's in the acknowledgments?
No, he doesn't dedicate. Is she? No, I think he just says like
I couldn't have done it without you.
Right. Yeah, I think so. And it's like it's like a book that he's independently publishing. Right.
Yes.
And so he's like going around to try to get it in bookstores. And he stops by and sees Rory at her grandparents' house.
And then Logan shows up. And they go have an awkward dinner where Logan keeps needling at him.
Yeah. Yeah. Logan's rough. Logan is rough. Yeah, he doesn't like other animals around the watering hole.
I know it's so hard. It feels like the show wants me to like Logan, but right. I don't. No matter how much you have him say that he's not his family,
right?
I don't like him. I don't like him.
I know. Yeah, he's rough. He's better in 7, I think.
You know what I mean, Ace?
Yep. But this Jess, I'm pretty sure whenever someone says they're Team Jess, this is the Jess.
This is the Jess they're imagining.
I think.
Blazer Jess?
I think. Because when I say I'm Team Jess, this is Jess.
Well, I mean, obviously, when they were younger.
Well, right.
He did some stupid shit to her and was emotionally distant towards her and, you know, hurt her in a lot of ways. But he grew better without her. I think a lot of people do. I think once you deal with the tornado of shit that is Rory Gilmore, when you get out of that, you have a better life, you know? Yeah. She's a mistake that people make, and then you go and you...
And then you write a book.
Yeah, you go and write a book about how things are better without her in your life.
Yeah.
They do kiss.
They do.
Which comes to nothing.
Well...
Right?
I mean, I guess it comes to...
Does it come to light in season 7?
No. I guess it's just so that... Because, okay, so Logan's sister gets married, and... Rory gets invited to the wedding, obviously, so she's hanging out with his sister and the bridesmaids.
Right.
And she finds out that while they were on a break,
Logan fucked all
Logan,
of them.
Yeah, except one who was in Beeritz.
Yeah.
I don't know, fucked, but fooled around. Because it was whatever.
Mm-hmm.
CW. Or messed around.
I could have sworn she said slept with.
Well, some of them.
Okay.
But some of them said, because I remember she was like, you want to give me the details of the fooled around? But with all of them.
Right, right.
And she's mad about that. But she says that she forgives him, but like she's still cold and distant. And then when she goes to see Jess in Philadelphia for his like book opening, he thinks because she's there alone and saw how horrible the guy was, he thought that they broke up.
Right.
So they have a moment and they kiss and then she's like, I couldn't even cheat on him the way he cheated on me. And that's when Jess is like, I don't deserve this.
Right.
Which like, go Jess. Not you don't deserve this.
Get the fuck out of my life.
He said, I don't deserve this.
Right, right.
And that's good. That's what Rory needs. It can't always be on her.
Right. So, but then Logan never finds out about that.
No.
Weird.
No.
Also this season, what's his name? Paris's boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Doyle tries to kiss Rory.
I know, because they...
And that doesn't ever come out, really, unless it comes out later. It doesn't come to anything in this season.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
No.
Yeah, that's weird. I forgot about that.
Because it's a weird moment.
Well, I guess, yeah. Well, I mean, remember, this isn't 2022. This is...
Well, it's not like a Me Too moment. It's even forgetting the lack of consent.
Right.
And how creepy it is. Just the fact that it's his girlfriend's friend.
Right. But I guess, like, because they were, like, both drunk and crying about losing someone. And then, know. Like,
you think
like,
she hug. Would tell Paris at some point?
I don't think she would tell Paris at some point.
Really?
I 100% don't think she would tell Paris at some point. She is only there to use Paris.
Oh, boy.
Paris needed her one time to stand up for her at the paper. And she was like, I'm not best friends with Paris.
Right. Then she took the editor job.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Paris does any and everything that Rory asks for. Logan gets into an accident.
She's not a good friend to people.
No,
Rory.
She's not. But Paris especially. Because Paris will do anything for Rory. She, Logan gets into an accident because he like
jumped out of a plane or some bullshit.
Or jumps off a cliff.
Some white people nonsense.
He jumps off a cliff and his parachute doesn't open.
Yeah, they should have killed him.
And the doctor won't give her any information because she's not family. None of his family are there.
Right.
And Paris like calls and works
her. Gets the information.
Yeah, works her angry Paris magic and gets information. And it's like, she's going to be a doctor. Like, what if that came back and bit her in the butt?
Right.
You know, like, there's no regard for Paris. There's also,
No, I agree.
Because Paris becomes editor and she's like...
I mean, she's a little crazy as editor.
Oh, no, 100%.
She builds a weird fort around her desk.
100%. She gets, like, crazier and crazier. She, like, makes all these crazy rules. She won't let anyone say their names. She gives everyone numbers. She gives everyone, like, a magnet to show, like, what they're doing.
Yeah.
And each color has a different, like, meaning, like, for class or home or work.
Yeah.
And, she takes away the bathroom ones so that no one could go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
She gets like progressively more bananas. But there's like a meeting to get her ousted and everyone stops talking when Rory shows up and they're all like, well, we stopped because you're best friends with Paris. And she's like, I'm not best friends. We're friends.
Right.
We're
why
roommates.
Would you, how, why like, would you say that?
Why in
right.
like any... And also, so Paris breaks up with Doyle
right.
for a little bit and then... In the time that Paris gets ousted, Rory also gets put in as editor. So Paris kicks her out of the apartment.
Right.
And when the whole thing with Rory runs into Doyle at a bar, and that's when the whole like weird like kissing her neck thing happens because they're both drunk and I don't know. But Rory goes back to Paris's because she has nowhere to live because she kicked Logan. Or not, she kicked Logan out. It's Logan's apartment. She kicked herself out. Yeah. She left. And she goes to Paris's apartment. And Paris is like, are you here because you heard that I broke up with Doyle? And Rory's like, yes. And then Paris takes her back.
Like a sociopath.
Just, oh my God. She's just like, you. I really truly think Paris gets the worst of it.
Yeah, it's true.
Because you would think that Paris would like really be able to see through it, but she's such a scared little girl.
Mm.
And like she didn't have that love and she needs that from Rory. And she says that like Rory stays in the room when I finish talking. Like she really needs Rory's like love and approval. And I think that's why she can't see through it because Lorelai will call her out. Everyone else will call her out.
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes Paris will, but, like, in a moment of real hurting, she was going to take Rory back.
Yeah.
I want justice for Paris.
I know.
I'm so annoyed.
You've convinced me. I hadn't really thought about how much she fucks over Paris, but she really does.
Yeah.
She really does. Speaking of horrible friends, Logan has the worst for all of Logan's little, like, friends and bitch buddies. They're all, like... have English accents and are just like weird. They all have English accents.
And it's Australian.
And they're all like weird little like fops. They're all like chim chim chiroo, my good man. I'm quite the scoundrel, blah, 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 blah. And like, it's just, everybody sucks.
Yeah.
It's like, you guys suck.
Yeah.
You guys suck so hard.
Yeah, they're rough. the Life and Death Brigade.
Oh, so
and then it
stupid.
Like dwindles down. It used to be like he had like a bunch of friends, and then it dwindles down to just two.
Yeah.
What's his name? Colin, and I forget the other guy's name. Finn.
Yeah. Chim Chim Chiru.
He's the Australian one.
Chim Chim Chiru, old chap.
And sometimes Robert.
Yeah.
Really, it's just Colin and Finn.
Oh, we didn't talk about one of the best scenes, which is, this is towards going back towards the beginning of the season. At that DAR party, Logan's family comes in.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
Emily and Richard find out that the reason Rory's in such a bad way is because Mitchum Huntsberger, Logan's dad, the one who she was interning for, like, breaks her heart and tells her, like, you don't have it, you're not good, I'm setting you free, that you're not going to get a job, blah, blah. And they find out, and Richard talks to him in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And he's like, you destroyed that girl, and, like,
yeah,
gets all, like, tough guy. But then the best part is Emily comes up to Logan's mother and is like...
Wait, before yeah. I just want to give some background for that, too, because... Also, Logan's mom is saying that, like, she's not good enough to marry into their yes. family, which is where the... Okay, but go ahead.
Yeah. Right. And Emily, like, leans into her, and she's like, hey, how's Logan? I hear he's still a playboy. But yeah. then again, you would know that. That's why you gain and lose 30 pounds every couple of months, huh?
Mitchum's yeah. still a playboy.
Yeah. She says, hey, yo, your husband fucks other people. That's yeah. why you've got an eating disorder.
Yeah.
It's yeah. crazy. It is the most gangster shit.
Yeah, she also goes after Logan.
Yeah.
She's like, you don't think Rory's good enough for your family as if we don't know Logan's reputation, but yeah. he's welcome anytime. Oh, yeah. shit.
And it's always like so a smile good. And like a fake
yeah.
civility. It's yeah. it's fun. They get revenge on them.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, she also says like I remember when you were like a nobody that Mitchum picked up on a fucking bus stop.
Yeah.
Fun stuff. Fun yeah. stuff. See, that's... I wish the show tries too much to be wholesome. Like, right. I wish it were more, like, trashy, like Dynasty. You know yeah. what I mean? Like, it... You know, like, Emily Gilmore should be more like Lucille Bluth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, for sure.
She should just be more, for like, sure. just, like, a boozy asshole.
Oh, yeah.
And it should be more just catty. It should be more catty shit. She's... Like, if you're gonna give us rich people, don't make us... sympathize with them.
Right.
Make us love their trashy
right.
like hijinks, like right. Dynasty or something.
Right. In A Year in the Life, I think she has the best. I think she's the best part of A Year in Life.
Yeah.
You'll
yeah.
see when we get to it. But I don't love it, but I love her in it.
Okay. yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
And then they have a dinner, like a reunion dinner kind of, because that's after, like, Rory isn't talking to the grandparents.
Oh, the Friday night dinner?
Yeah, they
the
finally...
The montage?
Yeah, they get, like, a Friday night dinner going.
It's, like, handheld camera.
Yeah.
And everybody's doing it, everybody. And then, like, it'll cut to, like, Emily and Richard fighting. And then, like, right. Rory and Emily fighting.
And then
like,
they'll be laughing in between.
Right.
And then...
Drinking. They, and right. then, like, more laughing.
And
like,
then they retell the story.
Yeah. yeah. It's fun. It's, like, everybody gets yeah. it out of their system.
Yeah, it's a good episode.
It's...
Or it's a good scene.
Yeah, it's fun. Jeez, what else happens? Oh, so, okay. So, to be allowed to marry Lane, Jack has to write a hit song.
It's kind of cute.
Yeah. So, he has to write it. He writes a song with Ms. Kim. And by the way, you know, there's this cute thing of, like, you never see Mr. Kim. But it's never more awkward and weird than it is in this season, because you should really see him at this point.
Right.
Because they get married. They have two weddings, right. a traditional wedding.
A traditional
Miss Kim's whatever. Miss Kim is what is she? She's
Buddhist. Her mom is Buddhist.
Or the mother's Buddhist. So it's a right. They bring in the big statue of Buddha.
Right, but Miss
Kim, is Christian, right?
Is Seventh Day Adventist.
Okay. And right. then they have a different kind of wedding for when her grandmother's not there. And right. then they have
all on the same night.
Yeah, and then they have a reception in the streets, in the gazebo right. streets of Stars Hollow.
Mrs. Kim is so sweet in the wedding process.
She gets better as the show goes
oh,
on.
Oh, yeah.
She gets much better.
She, so for the wedding, they invite the grandmother who has not left Korea. So they were like, yeah. it really was just like a...
And then she goes back.
It was a courtesy.
Camp, literally the second after.
Right. She does not want to be there. But she does come for the wedding. So her mom is freaking out because her mom doesn't know, Mrs. Kim's mom doesn't know that she's a Seventh-day Adventist. So that's fun because Lean's always hiding things from her mom.
Right.
So it was cute to see,
they get
like,
rid of all the crucifixes and stuff.
Right.
And,
it was cute to see that. And the, like, it was just fun for like Lane to see that too and realize that she's just like one of a long line of Kim women.
Yeah.
Who hide things.
But you should really see Mr. Kim.
I know. No, you're right. No, you're 100% right. You see him in the reboot.
You do, really?
Yeah. For like a second. It's like a joke.
That's fine. At the reception, Lorelai gets a little boozy and then gets on stage to make a toast. And it's your... What does she say? She says some awkward, embarrassing shit.
Oh, she's like... She says something like, I'm so happy for these two. I'm so happy that this 21-year-old girl is getting married, but not me. And then she's like, do not save the date for June 3rd. This is where June 3rd comes up a lot. Yeah, she's like, it's not for me. It's not in the cards. Like, it's just like a whole thing about how she's just not getting married.
Yeah.
And her,
it's sort of dawning on her that this is never going to happen.
Right.
And that she's holding on to some resentment that she's not expressing to Luke.
Right. And Luke's not there because he's on the trip with April.
Right.
But Christopher is there because she had to bring a man as per Mrs. Kim's instructions.
Right.
Because of the way
And she was going to bring Michelle, but he got Celine Dion tickets.
He did.
So of course he's not going.
Front row. Come on. Celine, she's hot on TikTok right now.
Yeah.
She's having a whole moment.
Yeah. I like that he like is not even like he's like she's like, so you're still coming, right? And he's like, no, I've got Celine Dion tickets.
What
I just
am I
told
saying?
You. Oh, yeah. And so what else? Oh, Lorelai babysits Christopher's kid.
Yeah.
And she's a little demon kid.
Oh my God, she sucks.
But
then there's like a sweet moment because you know,
well, first he yells at her and he's like, don't tell me how to parent. And then he calls her back and he apologizes and he's like, I don't know what to do.
Right.
Her mother just walked out on me.
Right.
Sadie.
And
then,
it's like they have a nice moment because, you know, I mean, it wasn't the exact same scenario, but Christopher wasn't around for Rory. To raise Rory. So it was like interesting to see. And he was like, I never understood how you felt about me until now because I want to kill her.
Leaving
because it's not fair.
Another cast member of Twin Peaks was on the show and left.
Yeah. Sherry.
Sadie. And Richard and Emily are spotted around Stars Hollow looking at real estate. Lorelai's freaking out because she thinks they're gonna move closer to her.
So she keeps like telling them terrible things about the town.
Yeah.
There aren't you.
Oh, the mayor. He's
Groping
very handsy.
And it's Taylor.
Yeah.
It's not true.
But it's not. We find out that it was going to be a wedding gift. They were going to buy a house for them. And that's a nice moment because Lorelai breaks down and she cries in the real estate offices. Yeah. It's like, I don't think the wedding's going to happen.
Yeah. It's nice when it's just her and her mom and they have that moment.
Yeah.
And then even in the next episode, which is the last episode, she's just like, how are we? You know, like, it's nothing. It's, you know, it's no snarky. It's just like, how are you?
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Yeah. Oh, so Logan's going away for 8 months, 6 months, a year?
I think a year.
A year. Cause
after he graduates.
His dad's sending him, because his dad's this big
to London.
Magnate. So he's sending his son to London to grow up and
learn
and
the business.
Whatever. And so, of course, Rory's upset that they're going to be apart for a year and she thinks she loves him and whatever.
Right. And she yells at the dad because she's like, you're sending him away because you don't want him to be with me.
Right.
And his dad's like, my son almost died. I'm sending him away because he needs to get away from his environment.
And his stupid
because
friends
he almost
that he needs to grow
died.
Up and stop drinking every night. He actually, like, for once in the whole show, you like the father. And it's
everything really
he's saying makes sense.
Right.
And of course, it has nothing to do with Rory.
And then you see a little bit into the fathers because he's like, he's my son and I love him and I don't know if this is the right thing, but it's what my dad did.
Right.
You know, like,
I mean, let's not forget Logan is a piece of shit.
Right.
So he's like, you know, he does drink every night.
Right.
And he is just a child. He lives his life like Arthur from the movie Arthur 2 on the Rocks.
Yeah. Not Arthur.
Not Arthur what?
Not Arthur
2
Arthur
on the Rocks.
Aardvark?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought we were talking about the Aardvark.
No. No.
But also when they go through all of like Logan's things that he had wrong with him, like he had a collapsed lung, like he almost died.
Yeah, he's real fucked
and
up.
And Rory's like, you're sending him away because of me. Okay. And he also says, he's like, you flatter yourself if you think I think about
you
that much.
It's nothing to do with you, you fucking dingbat. Oh, boy. Yeah. So,
Suki and Jackson.
Did anything happen with them?
Not really. They, like, there's, like, one part. Oh, well, I mean, kind of when Rory and Lorelai are apart, Suki tries to get them back together with her kid's baptism. There's really not too much. She's really just like support, especially when Lorelai starts breaking down about Luke.
Right. They completely renege on Jackson getting Taylor's position in the community.
Oh yeah, I forgot all
about
that.
They just do nothing with that. They just completely act like that didn't happen.
Yeah.
He directs an episode.
Oh right.
In part, it's in the season. Jackson directs an episode.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's not too much.
Have we hit all the important points? So in the last episode, Richard and Emily have Friday night dinner.
They're trying to set Christopher up on a date
with what's her name? Jan from The Office.
Yeah. I really like her. I really She's like that good. Whole part.
Yeah.
I like,
well, I've never known a therapist to really just give out free therapy.
Yeah. I mean, well, I don't know. You've never known a therapist who knows your super rich parents.
Oh, maybe.
Mom knows your super rich parents.
But like, she's like, Lorelai, is there something wrong? Cut to Lorelai's in the back of the car.
And having
she's
like, a whole therapy session.
Yeah. And it's like, I could be like, and not just like every therapist I've ever had, I could be like, oh man, I sometimes just think, I'm sure that I'm really just a grapefruit and I'm not a real person. And it'll be 45 minutes. You'd be like, and that's our time. We'll get back to your being a grapefruit next week.
Enjoy your grapefruitness.
Enjoy that. That leads to what happens. After the so-called therapy session, she runs to Luke and is like, let's get married right now, let's elope. Yeah. And he's like, what are you talking about? You're being crazy.
That's because in the therapy session, what's her name? Linny?
Yeah, something right. like that.
Oh yeah, Linny. She brings up that like they're talking about relationships and right. how Lorelai like wants things to change, and she's just like, well, you don't really seem to have them, so like only you can make you wait for this relationship, and you like just have to decide if you're, because Lorelai is like, I could lose him if I push too hard, and she's like, well, you don't seem to have him now, so you either have to be okay with waiting or you have to be okay with potentially losing
again
him.
Therapists don't really give such concrete advice like that, like,
yeah, she's going. Not charging. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't get good therapy.
She's also, I have not been to therapy. She's also taking notes. Would you take notes on someone that you is not a
No,
patient?
I think it's
that
just
you're probably for, not going to see again. Is it just the visual?
Yeah, it's just for the joke. Oh, it's okay. Just for the cut to she's behind her in the car and she's taking notes. Like,
because I get taking notes for future patient for future right, sessions right. rather.
Maybe she'll invoice her.
Oh, maybe.
And be like, yeah, I'm going to charge you for that.
That would be fantastic.
On her way out, she's like, what coverage do you have?
Just curious.
I take everything.
She
take
also
everything.
Takes phone calls from her patients at like 9 at night.
Again, I've had a lot of therapists in my life. It's only ever been like emergencies you can use that phone number.
Yeah,
you can't be calling that number just for fucking.
That also seems like bad balance.
Yeah, that's not good.
Because she takes one patient and then hangs up on another just because Lorelai is there.
Yeah,
that's bad work life balance.
Therapists have never been, I think, accurately depicted in
no,
the media.
I'm sure. I'm just saying in general.
Yeah.
If that's how you're going through life, that's not good right. for you.
But she goes to Luke and she's being crazy.
Right.
I don't really think she wants him to marry her. I think she's trying to break up with him in some weird way. Because she's like, let's go right now. And he's like, no, we can't go right now. And she's like, why? Right now, right now. And he's like, I don't want an ultimatum. And then she kind of, she lets out some of the resentment she's had right. about the daughter and all that.
Right. And then that throws him off too, because she's like, Anna said it would be okay if we were married, blah, blah, blah. And he's just like, when did you see Anna?
Right.
And then that
right.
turns into a thing because he's like, I told you not to see Anna, which is also weird.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I get it. It's his thing. But yeah, it's yeah.
And so then she goes over to Christopher's house.
Yeah. And the last scene is them in bed. And
so she.
Yeah.
She's I don't know nude. If you could say cheated, because I guess they broke up in that scene.
I mean, they just broke. She went right to Christopher.
Yeah. Right, and he said at some point in the season, Luke said, I don't know if I'll ever be totally okay with you and Christopher.
Right.
Which is not fair, because that is her daughter's father.
Right. Right.
But we did plant that Luke yeah. doesn't totally like
yeah.
Christopher being around.
After he gets the daughter, though, he's more okay with Christopher. I think he understands, like, the dynamic. Yeah, no, he does. He says that in the beginning of the season. Yeah, it's rough.
All right. Well, as always, we end these episodes with me guessing what will happen in the next season.
Yeah.
And you not telling me if I'm correct or not. So, let's see. I'm going to guess that she's going to just be with Christopher now for... either all of the season or... Well, actually, no, wait. I know some spoilers. Sorry, it's hard to not learn things. So I do know that she doesn't get back with Luke until, like, the very finale. Uh-huh. So I'm guessing that she wastes all of season 7 with Christopher. I don't know how that goes or not.
Mm-hmm.
What's Rory gonna do?
Hmm.
Maybe, no, I don't know. I guess more Logan. Maybe Logan comes back and she does stuff with Logan. You know what? Maybe Lane gets pregnant. I don't know. I can't really predict. All of these stories feel like kind of over.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it. I can't think of anything else. I mean, I could make wishes if I wrote it, like what I would want.
What
like
would you want?
What do you call it? Dean comes back to town and now he's
A Texas Ranger.
He hunts ghosts.
Sorry, too far. Too far in the future.
No. I don't know. I don't know what I would... It's all gotten so... The opening season, seasons 1, 2, 3, 4, are right. so charming and nice, and it's like, it just...
Yeah.
It so falls off the fucking rails. I don't even know. You know what I think is going to happen? I think it's going to spin its fucking wheels until it putters out.
Yeah.
That's what I think is going to happen.
I will say I don't hate season 7. I know it's not
mm-hmm.
on everyone's top list, but I don't hate it. I think it's good. I think the writers that are left have been there. Uh-huh. It's not like they got brand new writers, so they all get the characters. But I think there's a little less nonsense. Not no nonsense because it's a dramedy, but
right.
a little less of the dragging nonsense. Things are resolved a little faster.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Well, we did it.
We did.
That's been season 6 of Gilmore Girls.
Yep. Yep.
This is PCMC, Pop Culture Man, Charles Wynn. I'm Mike Bongiorno. I'm joined by Jennifer Grace Luttrell. You can listen to PCMC anywhere podcasts are available, including Facebook and YouTube and everywhere. We end every episode by saying...
Go bye-bye.